ugly goals, and that was an ugly goal. He got to the net. He did everything he could to avoid contact with the goaltender. I'm not even sure he made contact. On the review, they deemed that he didn't, or at least he didn't make enough contact that it disrupted the play. I think Hildebrand had a chance to get up on the rebound. Baltz, I think, threw it back at the net, and Gillies did a nice job to fight away from his coverage, standing in the slot there and got himself in position so he could take a good whack at it and put it underneath the Hildebrand. So I think Hildebrand would have liked to have made a better recovery on that play. I think he was trying to milk it a little bit to maybe get a call or just kind of play it like he did on the previous chance that we had. We dove across and made a save in one of the earlier periods, I think, on Lesperance. But on this one, he didn't recover well enough. And we're really proud of Gillies, how he fought for position and batted at home. And that got us going. They picked it up on the bench and, you know, picked it up. The crowd was energized, and it made the game a lot funner from that point on.
Well, I think I give the officials a lot of credit, not just because it went in our favor, the call, but, I mean, they really looked like they looked at the whole scenario of what happened prior to the goal and really took into consideration the amount of time and the as you say the time that the goaltender probably had to readjust and make the save on the actual shot that went in the net.
Yeah, and that was probably more of it was there was a slight degree of contact. Gills was trying to jump over him and there may have been just a little bit on his leg, but there was ample time for Hildebrand to recover and to get up and to reposition himself, and he didn't. He kind of laid there, and then that's when the puck came back towards the crease area and where Gillies fought for position on the second rebound on it and actually was able to just bat it right underneath and force the puck underneath the goaltender. So I thought I thought the refereeing, personally, in my opinion, was outstanding in both games. I thought it was great to see some of the better officiating that we've had all year long. I think probably most people that saw the game felt that way.
I agree. Alex Gillies gets the goal at the 8:44 mark of the third period, gets the Huskies on the board. They pull within one. Then Jake Lucchini, late in the game, 8:34, before goaltender Phillips is pulled, against the tying goal.
In by C.J. Eich. Minute 44 remaining. Huskies need puck support. We'll keep an eye on Phillips. He's still in the net. Play deep inside of the Spartan zone. Kicked around by Holland. Gillies trying to fish it out of there. Down there is Neville, too. Huskies need a third guy down there. It's picked up by Gillies. Back to the point. In front. Here's a shot. Scores! What a play by the Huskies! They tie it up. 2-2 late in the third period.
Well, Jake Lucchini getting the goal, and just a pretty pass from Mark Ock. Alex Gillies also getting an assist. That was just one of the prettier plays of the year, Coach.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I was talking to a young man I have a relationship with, their family, Mason Appleton, who's a tremendous freshman for Michigan State, and we were talking the next morning at the rink prior to us going on the ice for the skate, and he said, you know, I said, what did you think about that play that Ock made? He said, you know, there weren't three people in the building that thought he was going to make that play, and none of us. Mark Ock made a great dish, drew Hildebrand right out of the net, and Hildebrand thought he was going to shoot it, so he came charging at Ock. And Mark fed it over to Lucchini, who had a wide open net, and just had a defenseman who was trying to come in behind and lay down, but didn't have a chance at it. So it was a great goal, but it was a tremendous play by a real skilled player for us, Mark Ock.
So we go to the end of the third period. 11-8 are the shots in favor of the Huskies. After the third period, we go to overtime, obviously. Michigan Tech with three shots on goal, MSU with one shot on goal, and it was the shot heard around the world by Brent Baltus, who got the game winner.
And they will have to hurry. Brought up now by Gatt. That one tipped all the way down. Will it be icing? No. Picked up by Leibinger. Leibinger turns it over in front of his own goal. And moved up now by Michigan Tech. Out to center ice, 3-on-3 across the line. Here's a shot by Baltus. Score! Brent Baltus scored in overtime! The Huskies win it! They win it! 3-2! They're going to the championship game, and an unbelievable come-from-behind win with 1:02 remaining in overtime.
Well, Coach, after three come-from-behind situations with Michigan State, you almost feel like we don't want to play them anymore because our luck would probably run out. What a great, great overtime goal by Brent Baltus.
It was a great shot. And, you know, that line went a little bit stale. Not that they weren't playing well before the break, but they were really playing well, you know, up until about six games prior to the break. And then they kind of plateaued a little bit, maybe a little tired, maybe a little fatigue on a couple of the younger guys. But they sure got energized. They were involved in all three goals in that game for us. There's a great shot by Baltus underneath the crossbar, glove side that got that win in overtime.
Well, he was he played so well all week, and of course we'll hear his other goal coming up in just a little bit. But that was a big win, Coach. I mean, to not score until the 8:44 mark of the third period and find a way to eliminate the Spartans from winning the tournament and to move yourself into the championship game for the third time in the last 4 years, it had to be a big confidence booster for the Huskies.
Yeah, and again, the exciting thing was the play of some of our younger guys. You know, often people say that there's no freshman after Christmas. You know, you get that first half of the year and you get a little break, you get a little chance to mentally refocus. You're not going to classes every day, and you come back and it was really good to see some of our younger guys the strides they made. And I thought a lot of everybody played well. Les Bronze played really well. All weekend, going hard to the net, taking his checks wide to the outside and battling his way into the slot area, things like that. But it was really good to see those young guys, get on the board, have success, and it's going to pay big dividends down the road for us. That because we need, as you mentioned, we're not going to get. I guess a better way to put it is, guys like Patan are going to get a lot of attention. Heenan gets a lot of attention. They're getting the best pairings from from the opposition So balancing out our scoring is going to be a real asset for us down the road, and the play of some of these young guys is going to be a big part of that.
Final shots, 36-23 in favor of Michigan Tech. The Huskies were 0-for-4 on the power play. One of the, one of the black marks on the game is that we did not, even though we, like you said, we really moved the puck around well. We had the 5-on-3 in that game too, did we not?
We had, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we just haven't found a way to figure that out. But great opportunities on the power play with 7 power play shots on goal, even though we came up 0-for-4 on the man advantage. We held MSU to 1-for-4 on their power play opportunities. And just a big win for the program setting up for the championship game. We'll talk to assistant coach Joe Sean about the Michigan game, the championship game, when we return. And Mel Pearson will be joining us at the bottom of the hour as the coaches kind of play musical chairs with the practice that's going on today at the John McGinnis Student Nation. And more on the Mel Pearson Show right after these.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh. Hey, I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's.
Ooh, when you come home,
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
With the new year, Buckle's Party Store in Calumet has a store full of new deals. All 6-packs of 12 and 16-ounce canned beer is at record low prices. Mountain Dew 20-ouncers are 2 for $2.22. All 7-Up and Coke 2-liter products, 2 for $3. Pepsi 12-packs of cans, only 2 for $9. 7-Up 20-ouncers, only 99 cents. And with winter finally settling in, stay warm with Keweenaw alpaca gear sold exclusively at Buckle's. All sales do not include taxes and deposits at Buckle's Party Store in Calumet.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Assistant Coach Joe Sean joining us for the first half hour, followed by Coach Pearson right around 10:30. And if you have a question for Coach Pearson, he will answer those questions. Just email them to me, dj@themix93.com, dj@themix93.com. So the Huskies win against Michigan State 3-2 in overtime, and they go to the championship game against the Michigan Wolverines. Coach Sean, what were your thoughts going in? What was your gut feeling about the way that the team was preparing?